It was all of us in Halacha Shir, Wednesday night, Oral Choftes Cheshvan. In Hilchos Tachanun, we'll be seeing that you're not supposed to talk between Shmon Esrei and Tachanun, so we'll be learning the halachos of that for Lineder in the coming days. But first, as a Hakdama tonight, to go over the idea of Tachanun, of Nefilas Apayim, actually. It's not really Nogea what Kapitel Tilum was saying, but the Nefilas Apayim, which is the point of Tachanun, as we call it, and it's really sort of an extension of Shmona Esrei, as the din of not talking implies. So Rabbeinu Bechaya, Bachya, says three inyonim in Nefilas Apayim. One is that you just davened and you sort of face the Shechina. So, you know, so just as Moshe Rabbeinu Vayaster Moshe Ponov, Ki Yore Mehabitel Ho Elokim, so we do that as sort of a reaction to being Oymed Bifnei HaMelech and davening to him. The second reason, he says, is it's a way of exhibiting Kniya. Right, it's like falling down, sort of like Ishtachavah, but it's not Mamish Ishtachavah. Nefilas Apayim is a form of Ishtachavah, and it shows Hachno'ah, which also is fitting with you just from the Vakesh, Me'es HaMelech, so you sow your Kniya to the Melech. And the third reason is sort of an exhibition that you're powerless without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you just made requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're doing something, you're falling down, and you're like, it's like fainting. And you're showing that you have no koach to really fulfill any of your desires or wishes, you're totally in the Eibishter. So that's the three explanations of the Nefilas Apayim. Rabbi Nebachi says, one is because you're Oymed Fnei HaMelech and you're falling Ki Yorei Mehabit El HaLokim. The second is Kniya, and the third is to show that you're completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your powers. Okay, and we'll see the reflection of the din of it being kosher to Shmona Esrei is reflected in this din of Hefsek that it says in Shulchan Aruch you're not supposed to be Mafsek. So the Gedorim of those din we'll see in the coming days. We're in Chavis Halvavis, Perek Shishi of Avos Hashem. He's making a list of telltale signs of an Ohev Hashem, and it really works both ways, right? If you do these things, it really might develop Avos Hashem, besides the ways that we learned about how to develop Avos Hashem. But it's not something that Rochok and just listening and Chavis Halvavis is saying things. It's Nogeya every person. Every person here has a mitzvah saseh of Avos Hashem. It's one of the mitzvahs tamidius. So some connection to what we're talking about you have to make and form, even if it's just a small, but then it grows and it grows and it grows. But you have to make an effort of shtelling tzu to some of these things we're talking about, because as I say, not only is it a mitzvah saseh, but it's a mitzvah tamidius that are obligatory. Number six is umehem to always shayit leberotzen Hashem b'chol dover shehu le'osid im dibur im maisid. You say you're going to do something, she say mitz Hashem. I assume he means that you mean it, not just it's a password mitz Hashem, but I assume he means you mean it, and it should be the will of Hashem. Now, to me, it's mashma that I don't know. It's not so if it's a manifestation of an ohev Hashem, so then it's not so much im yitz Hashem in the sense of. Because obviously, you know, everything that happens has to be Ratzon Hashem, but he's being toiled in the Ratzon Hashem because he wants Hashem to be pleased with it. That's what's mashma to me. Or else I don't really like the manifestation of Avos Hashem would be, say, if Hashem wants this, you know, then I'll do it. So that would I would have thought, but the Chavis Halvavis is not so mashma like that. He says, we'll see the whole thing. Shayit leberotzen Hashem b'chol dover shu la'osid, anything that you're going to embark upon or do,
im dibur amaisa, or even say. Kasher mavdiach lezuloso, he's telling someone he's going to do something. But so when you it's a talking, you're saying you're going to do something. Vafilu hoyel uzman muat, even if you're going to say something, you're going to do something in 2 minutes. So shem yitzah Hashem. So the oev Hashem is tola everything he's going to do when he talks. When he talks, because he's saying, I'm going to do this, he adds a mitzvah Hashem. And he means it. So what is it, why are you saying a mitzvah Hashem? There's two possibilities. Echad, first of all, because a person could die. And they heard this mihirus hamovis. So he's saying, if it be the will of Hashem, because I could die. Anybody that dies suddenly, you have to understand, was always going to do something 2 minutes later, or 1 minute later, or half a minute later, or 10 seconds later. Everyone that died suddenly was going to do something 10 seconds later. So when you say you're going to do something, even if it's 10 seconds away, well, obviously 1 second away also, so you say, Amir Hashem, reflecting that it might not be, right? And you hope it is. So either in the way that it's not the Ratzon Hashem, because you might not get there, but of an Hasheni, Mishal Iyadiyoso, Mashakodim Begzeres Hashem, also Dabar. Maybe Hashem doesn't want it. Maybe there will be something preventing it from happening. So I don't know, maybe he does mean, the way I said, that it's Avos Hashem, it's a manifestation of Avos Hashem, because you're toiling in the Ratzon Hashem. But the reason it makes sense to say it's toiling in the Ratzon Hashem is because of these two reasons. First of all, a person could die before he gets around to doing it, even if he's talking about something that he's about to do, but so what? And he wants it to be pleasing to Hashem, because if it's not, then it's not going to happen. So he's expressing a hope and a wish and a desire, or a hope really, that it be pleasing to Hashem. He's a Savas Hashem because he wants it to be the Ratzon Hashem. Because if it's not the Ratzon Hashem, it's not going to happen. So he puts the Misa, the Cherdas Mehiras Hamovis, as a reason in itself, even though really you could say that's just another way that Hashem will thwart his plans. But I don't know, I guess he wants you to realize that that's also, you know, that's the biggie, because then you'll be stirred maybe to other things if you realize the fleetingness of life. The Chag of Lovers does not mean that you should go around nervous. Even when it says Shuv Yomecha Lefnei Misascha, it doesn't mean you should walk around nervous, but it means you should walk around with a realization that you're totally in the Eibishter. That's all. There's nothing that has to happen. There's nothing that's automatic. There's nothing that's move on me Elov. There's nothing. You're always aware that your Chayim is Biyad Hashem. Okay. All right.